Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. When your boy Flavor Flav counts from 3, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
For early break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. We are live with the Residence Inn in the Haymarket. Brand new hotel. Stop by. Breakfast, $10. Donation goes to Lincoln Literacy. We're here till 9 o'clock. Also, chance to get a free night stay at the Residence Inn. Come on by 850 R Street. We have a very special guest. We've had like a two-day bender on the show. We had guests yesterday, guests today. Just had Mike Schaefer. Now, Husker Wrestling head coach Mark Manning joins us live from the Residence Inn. Mark, good morning. Thanks for coming out.
This is awesome.
Appreciate you guys having us on.
I'm going to put this up a little
bit. There we go. There we go.
Oh, yeah. We got you.
It's great to have you.
God, this is awesome.
The mangler's in the house.
He's
the hottest coach over there. Right?
He really is.
I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on financially over there, but I hope there's a big race coming his way. That was the best year in the history of Nebraska wrestling.
It was.
I mean, so let's reward those who need it. Yes.
Yeah. It was the best year in the history of Nebraska wrestling. Yeah. Second place at Nationals, and 7 All-Americans now in your lineup. So it seems like there's a lot of momentum.
Yeah, we're just trying to keep it moving forward. You know, we're trying to build off that momentum right now. And, you know, we're in junior recruiting, you know, June 15th. You can start contacting juniors. So that's hot on the table every day, you know.
It's every day,
it's
isn't
busy.
It?
Every day.
Yeah, it's every day.
Relentless. You just have to be relentless and stay on it, you know. Kids want to be contacted and they want to be loved up, and so this thing's a busy piece of material right now.
Absolutely,
right now it is. Right now, it doesn't start June 15th. It's right now.
Yeah, so it's just on. You know, you guys were talking earlier about commitment is one thing, signing is another thing, right? So commitment can just mean, hey, someone went on a visit, you know, here this fall, and commits to someone, but you got to lock them down. You got to keep them all the way to the next year, November of their senior year.
Let's get to the lead, though, here. This is the first time, Mark, talking to us about your program. You landed A.J. Ferrari. I haven't heard you talk about A.J. Ferrari. A.J. Ferrari will probably – he'll be your heavyweight. That's the plan, right? Yeah. What's it mean to your program to fill that void? That was a bit of a void this year.
Yeah, you know, we have Harley Anders there, too, and another young man, Matt Moore. So, you know, there's always competition. You always have to beat someone out. You know, we foresee, you know, A.J. doing that, but you got to go and do it.
Sure.
And also it's, you know, A.J.'s, you know, he's coming in a new program, and, it, you know, it's great to have him. You know, it just – You know, got to get him.
He's a national champ.
Yeah, he's a national champion. He's a national champion at 197. He hasn't really wrestled heavyweight, so it's going to be a little bit of a, you know, adjustment for him. But a lot of the bigger heavyweights last year graduated. Six out of the eight All-Americans, guys over 260.
Gone.
You know, gone. So it's a little bit more manageable, and we think AJ has great opportunity to really step up.
How much does it help manageability to have a 6'7" wingspan for him?
So it's good. He's got speed. Yeah, that's a killer for any sport, right?
Yeah. And initial quickness is always the
absolutely.
There's not a big lot of sloth sports where it's like they're really slow and methodical. It's just like that.
Yeah.
And the way they can move around like that, it's so much fun to watch you guys. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it's good. So we're excited about him and you know, just getting him in the fold, getting him in kind of how we run our program, right? The work ethic it takes, and so you know, we'll be over there at 9 o'clock and a little practice going on.
Wait, today?
Yeah,
going
that had
today.
That had to be pretty easy though, because of the team success that you had and all the All-Americans. So someone new comes in, it's like he's not coming in saying like, well, I'll show you guys how this works. You guys were already established, so your locker room was great.
Yeah.
So when he came into that locker room, he basically had to comply with this is how we do it here.
Yeah.
And there's enough people in that room that have done it.
Yes.
And so probably worked out pretty well.
Yes.
As far as the transition, as far as, you know, it's new, obviously, but I imagine that had to help a lot when you've had that type of success in recent history.
Yeah, you know, Bill, it's a good question. We, you know, I went to our guys right away and asked them, hey, you want AJ Ferrari on your team as teammate? Yeah. And they were all about it. They were all about it. And that's, you know, that's huge. That tells you a lot about, you know, their confidence level in themselves. It's not like kind of like what you said. We're right there. We're knocking on the door. It's not like we're trying to invent something that's never been done before. And so I think AJ's just that last piece of the puzzle, you know.
Is that way how you look at it?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. He's, you know, maybe he's got 2 years left, you know, this year, and then we'd have to apply for a waiver and get him one more year. But, yeah, it's a big piece.
Ferrari is a guy that just didn't drop out of the sky for you. You've known that. You've known Ferrari and that family for how long?
Oh, the last 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. I recruited him heavily out of Allen, Texas. I was down there quite a bit.
See that.
So, yeah, it's there's a lot of, you know, already built-in relationships going on there. So I've known the family, mom and dad, for a long time, and, yeah.
I think some people think that when you recruit a kid, then you lose him, that it's over. The relationship is over.
Well, it kind of was.
Yeah.
It kind of was. Not now.
No.
Because that's the big conversation now that Mark can add on to it. Okay, it didn't go well. Great chance we see him in 2 years. Might have him back. Where before you kind of did.
Right.
When you had to sit out a year in football, and you had to go through all this. In some conferences, like in the SEC, you lose 2 years of eligibility if you transfer within. Now all that stuff doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So you don't want to have that phone call going on like that when someone says, "Hey, I'm going someplace else," and you lose it.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't lose it. Be like, all you can be is respectful. I understand your decision. Let's keep in touch. You know, then you move on.
Did you keep in touch with the Ferraris?
No. Well, I do now, but I mean, if they text and call me, yeah, absolutely. But I didn't before, you know. I mean, but it's all what Bill said. It's all about how you end that relationship, right? When a kid commits, I know a lot of coaches. Mm. I'm sure Bill does too. Mm. You know, they just, you know, they say crazy stuff to
kids.
They
lose it. They lose it.
They say crazy stuff to the kids, and you're not gonna get them when he rebounds.
Yeah.
Or it goes, you know, when it gets in the portal. You know, so relationships are about the lifetime, not just that moment.
Yep.
And a lot of coaches, as Bill knows, blow it.
Oh, yeah.
They say
bad.
crazy stuff.
To me, Mark, it always seems like in wrestling, people are trying to cut weight to get to their, you know, you're trying to put a lot of weight on AJ. He told us yesterday he's trying to eat about 8 to 10 steaks a day to try to gain some weight at this point.
Every 2 hours.
Are you aware of that?
Are you aware he's getting a T-bone every 2 hours?
That meal plan.
Is there a grill outside the office? Did you have a grill out there? Is one of your assistant coaches grilling up a T-bone every 2 hours? AJ, get in here.
You're running through three steers a week.
Three steers?
He's somebody really getting after it.
Somebody get a cow.
We're running low.
Get us some meat.
AJ's almost out.
We're out of it. Is there a steer?
Meatloaf.
Is there any more steers?
Somebody drive
this car. Get the Weber.
AJ's got to move up. AJ's got to move up. Weight is the point here.
Yeah, we tell him, hey, 230 and in great shape is better than 250, and you can't, you know, so you're out of shape. So it's a, you know, he gets a little carried away with like, I want to eat all this, and I got to get big. You're strong as a bull, man.
6 foot, 230.
Yeah, I think he's taller than 6 foot. But
okay.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't need to be much bigger than that, but he has this number in his mind. I have to be big because I'm wrestling heavyweight.
10 steaks a day. There we go.
You know?
Steve does a section on aging gracefully, and you were a big part of that last week.
It's true.
You come up on
that. You came up on it often, and he talks about it. He goes, the silver fox, the mangler, is aging at, and you are. You're the ageless wonder. It's incredible. Like that. I mean, Steve asked him, how does he do it?
Yeah,
how do you do this?
I think about you and Rhonda Revell. Both of you are moving into these places where you've never been as a coach in your 60s.
Yeah.
How does that happen? How do you stay young? Ferrari was telling us the other day, you're abundant energy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it just your makeup?
Bless me, man. Yeah, just my makeup and – yeah, you know, I have two high school boys, you know. One's a junior and a senior. Yeah. That keeps you young, too.
Keeps you busy.
Fun. Hey, by the way, legit football players.
Yeah, really legit good. Football Let players. Me ask you this. If we went just on a mat and it was you versus the stool here, all stool. Three of us, how fast could you pin all three of us? How fast? What would it take?
What would
it take if we were all three wrestling against you, and once we got pinned yet, you're out?
It's live 3-on-1.
Live 3-on-1.
Tag team, man.
Live 3-on-1.
Right?
Not tag team. No, we're all in. We're all four on the mat at one time.
We're trying to take you down.
But how long would it take you? No tag teams.
No tag team.
No. We're on the mat.
We're coming at you 3-on-1.
3-on-1. Now, Jake's wiry strong.
Yeah.
But how long would it take you to pin – for all of us to be pinned out, be done.
I don't know who's the toughest out of the
Well,
three
Simple's
of you guys.
The toughest.
Gotta be Sip.
Sip's
he's
the toughest.
The boxer here. You know?
Yeah, I'd be trying to evaluate too much, I'd be on
Simple like a rat on a Cheeto. Right?
Yeah, So you take him out first.
Take him out
because you would see that me and Jake were like kind of shadow boxing out there.
What are these idiots doing over there? We're wrestling, you morons.
Now, Jake wrestled though. Jake was.
I won one match in seventh grade, Mark.
He won. Tell him about your wrestling career.
Please
tell
him. I won seven. Yeah, won one match at the very end of the seventh grade year. I was in Columbus.
Yeah,
Columbus.
Yeah, through.
And
it was
a
big win.
It was a seventh grade match. Seventh place match. So I put up 12 points on the board. Yeah.
Yeah, 12 points. Yeah. Scored.
Takedowns, reversals for days. I went out like a champion. I had a bloody nose.
Reversal for days.
One win.
Kids were afraid of him because he's an albino. You know.
That's right. I freaked him out a little bit.
They like, freaked him out. There's an albino in his.
One man.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
I did not go winless.
What do I do with them?
There's a lot of parents talking in hushed tones.
Everyone had their mouth covered like,
there's an albino.
He's terrified.
There's an albino on Matt, too.
One match.
It worked in your favor.
It worked in your favor.
Here I am.
Anyway, yeah. So one, I knew it wouldn't take long. He had a plan right away. You couldn't imagine it.
I'm curious, Bark, in terms of last year, again, you guys, best season in program history, second place at the champ. You guys had a couple champions. How does that change expectations going forward for the program?
How does it? Good question.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's been a standard set here for a while. It's just our team, you have to rise up in big moments. Mm-hmm. And so really, a year ago in Kansas City, we finished ninth. We were really one match. Ridge Lovett wins in the semifinals. Okay. We're second.
Oh,
we're
really?
Second. Yeah. Absolutely. Really? Absolutely. The points were that he wins that one match, he's going to win in the national finals. But just that one match, we're second place.
Interesting.
That's how tight it was, and that's how, you know, there's just so much competition, you know, in football. It's one play. It's one, you know, special teams play. It's same in wrestling. You know, the matches are tight. You know, when you're up against the best, you know, the margin of error is really small.
Talk to us.
Be disciplined and ready to go.
Talk to us about, we kind of have an idea. We talk football a lot on the show or different sports. What is going on? Match is starting. Last thing you say to your roster before you go out, what goes on in between periods? What is the in-match coaching that is done by you?
In-match is really just about them. We try to do that in preparation.
So it's all preparation more.
Because we're doing maybe a 20-second go or 30-second go. You know, you're protecting a lead or trying to build a lead or coming from behind. You know, create that emotional anxiety in them because that's what it's all about. Being able to perform, you know, Christopher Mento, redshirt freshman on our team, was in the quarterfinals, big match. You know, he's an All-American if he wins that match. He's behind by 3 points. He gets an escape and a takedown in the last, like, 18 seconds. Mm-hmm. Because you
would put him in all those spots throughout the year in practice.
Yeah, yeah. And he didn't panic. He rose to the occasion.
Over the top ranked guy.
Yeah, well.
So you know.
The kid was ranked fourth in the nation. Yeah.
Okay.
And in the quarterfinals at Nationals, I mean, right in front of 20,000 fans. I mean, it's high intensity, high pressure.
It's intense.
And it's really cool. Really cool to see a young guy like that perform like that. Pull out a big match. It was epic.
That's cool to be able to hear that. So they have a great idea. It's like, okay, it's whatever. It's a minute and a half to go. I'm up three. I'm down.
Yeah.
And here's what I got to get done.
Yeah.
Don't screw it up, right? It's kind of like, hey, I got to do this. Don't all of a sudden what has to happen. And then you have to know what the opponent knows. He's down three.
Yeah.
So he's got to get points. So he's coming at me in this fashion. So that's just all – prep work from all through the season, all through the.
Yeah, exactly, Bill. We you know, hey, it's like the art of war. You got to know yourself and you got to know your opponent. You know, we don't sit around saying, hey, we're trying to defend this on every guy. It's more about getting our offense off. We're an offensive team.
Okay.
Not every team's like that. We're an offensive team, so we're gonna get after it. You know, we give up a takedown, so what?
Yeah.
One takedown won't beat you if you're in good shape. Get out, take them down.
Yeah.
I mean, so we want it warriors, man.
It's that when you're watching sometimes. You get a takedown, the other guy takes you down. You know, as a fan, you're like, oh, man,
you
got a takedown.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're just like going, that's awesome. Now watch my takedown. I'm rolling. Yeah, very cool.
That's what we try to do, really, is we try to identify that in the recruiting process. You know, who has a motor. You know, not every kid's like that. They're all about worrying about winning the match. Yeah. I want to see someone, you know, put 8 takedowns on someone, you know.
And that's crowd friendly.
Yeah.
That's crowd friendly.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a crowd friendly style.
Yeah, and we want to be point scorers. So that's kind of our our motto. You know, we're going to get out there and scrap.
Hey, Mangler, when you look at the national scene, it's Penn State. Everybody, you know, people chasing Penn State. Right. It's Nebraska. It's Oklahoma State. Who else is in that?
Iowa.
Iowa.
Michigan.
In there. Michigan.
Ohio State.
These are the teams.
Keeps naming off Big Ten schools.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, you're a meat grinder.
Talk about it. You're in a meat grinder.
Yeah.
I mean, start going to your dual matches. It's like, well, who do you guys got? Well, we got Iowa. Then we're going to bus up to Penn State on Saturday. And we're going to go. It's like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
And they think the same about you, though.
Yeah.
They look the same way you. And when they go through that calendar and you kind of go through, okay, this, if you kind of look at it, everybody looks at schedules. I love schedules. And all of a sudden, but everyone's looking now. Now it's like, ooh, we got to go to PBA. That's not cool.
There's seven All Americans in the Nebraska lineup now.
Gotta keep
Manny, the Mangler.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. We got great guys on our team, and we got good kids coming in, and they're here now doing Summer Bridge, and we're rolling, trying to build on it.
The one thing I'd say though is, I kind of did this earlier, portray that you are in a great spot as a program, but it's not like, I mean, you've had that program rolling previously. You had back to back fourth place finishes, and what was it, 2000?
Eight and nine.
Back-to-back fourth place. So you've been in pretty rarefied air previously. It's just gone another notch up.
Yeah.
So and that's where you're at.
Yeah, exactly. I think we were like 11 out of the last 12 years and top 10.
Right.
Something like that. We've been top five a bunch. But, and we're still chasing it. We're still chasing it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of time probably when – you know, we do like walkthroughs in football and have all these different things you can do. We do work on trash cans and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys do all kinds of different drills like that, but a lot of times it's contact.
Absolutely.
Right? You guys are in contact with I always say about O-line, D-line, every snap they're putting hands on people. And so every day when they come to practice, there's not a lot of walkthroughs going on.
No,
there's not a lot of, hey, we're just going to kind of see, hey, imagine a half Nelson here. Nope, not happening. It's like when you're in contact every day in practice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That is a lot.
It's, I think football and wrestling are so similar because the training habits, you know, did we go too much hard?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing in wrestling. We can spar, like doing moves on each other and giving each other feel, but when you go live, you don't want to go live 360 days out of the year.
No.
You're not going live.
Yeah.
Your body can't.
Can't take that.
There's no way. And so you have to make choices when to push guys and when not to, when to back off, what to do in the front end of the season to get them in great shape, same as you guys.
Yep.
I mean, it's so many similarities when I go out and watch football practice, same thing.
Yeah.
It's just so many similarities. And also just the physicality, what you said. It's one-on-one.
One-on-one.
You know, besides UFC, we tell our guys, you know, there's not another high-anxiety sport like wrestling. Because you're out there by yourself.
One-on-one. Yeah.
When you walk out there, it's like, that's like, wow.
One-on-one.
That is wow. Can I tell you a little bit of striking brag of myself on something? So, you know, when in wrestlers in basketball practice, you know, is going on.
Yeah.
When the wrestlers would come through, they always want to grab the basketballs and shoot.
They always
want to shoot, give a couple.
We did that,
And they're chuckers. They're chuckers. They're chucking like that. And then they head off to the wrestling room, right? I'm just going to let you know, I went into the wrestling room. What's that? Well, I usually pick myself a pretty good situation. It wasn't a deal.
You get the 99 pounds.
And I would get out, and also I also exited very quickly. I exited extremely quickly, but I would show up into the wrestling room. That's all my best friends are in the wrestling room.
I like it. Yeah, absolutely. Those days of grabbing the basketball and thinking you were
punking.
You think you're a punkin pusher, you know. But you know,
nope.
You're not, right?
Yeah. But we're not wrestlers. And little Scott Cutler was like a 106 pounder when I played basketball in Columbus, and he said, I'll shoot baskets with you, but then
Columbus.
We're going to wrestle in Columbus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Scott
Cutler.
I don't mind saying his name.
Great program.
Oh, God. Those guys were good. Charlie Sherritt.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Charlie?
Oh, yeah.
I had some run-ins. But I
that, you got after it a little bit, huh?
Of course you got after my girlfriend.
Oh, hey, easy. Easy.
Whoa. Yeah, those are fight
wrestling
words.
For Missouri.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
yeah.
He was a little scared of me.
I bet he was.
Let's ask him
but
right
anyway,
now.
But anyway, Cutler, 106, took me into the wrestling room and pinned me in 9 seconds.
Oh,
got
man.
Me in some weird hold. Like I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Fireman's carry?
I don't know. No, it was Full it was on. It, we were down. Yeah. You didn't carry me anywhere. He just pinned me.
Oh.
Okay, if you were – you love football. I know that.
Yeah.
If you were a football coach, what would you coach? What would you be, offensive side, defensive side?
Linebackers.
Oh, yeah. You can see him. Can you see him?
Look at him.
Look
Come
at
on.
Him. See the jaw? Did you see the jaw? He set the jaw.
Packers, you are Venables.
I could see him.
You are Venables.
Oh, I could –
Oh, no, oh, no, no.
I could I can see him right now.
I'm sorry, man.
I can see him right now.
Eckler.
Sam Wright.
Eckler.
Sam Wright. Shift.
You are Eckler.
Oh, he'd move people around. I could see him. He'd move the D lineman around. He'd have it all set. Couldn't wait for the ball to be snapped.
Inside backers, outside backers, whole group.
Either. I see him inside. I see him.
I
wouldn't want to look across. And imagine you come up. I was a quarterback. Imagine you come up and seeing the mangler across from you. That would be too much for me. I wouldn't. I would be like, Dad, just run an inside.
Go away from him.
Don't let me run an option or something, because the mangler will be scraping tight and it'll be ugly.
Get run over for sure.
Yeah.
You coach linebackers.
Oh, I would. That'd be great. That'd be a dream.
Yeah,
that'd be a dream job right there.
You and Eckler teamed up.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a team.
I tell you one thing was nice too.
Mellow. You know, calm and waters there, right. You know, with Eck and I.
Yeah, yeah. Real mellow. Guys are kind of tentative. Your guys
they
are a little tentative.
We're, you know, we're laid back, you know.
Dining with Manning was always the best. I dined with him a lot at lunch.
You guys did?
Yeah, we dined a lot.
You guys that kind of
pass?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, we dined a lot. We just kind of ask each other. My question would be all wrestling. He'd ask all football.
Really?
And we just he'd ask. I just want to hear what was going on in that world, and he would ask about the other worlds. We always went. But dining with the wrestling staff is incredible.
At the training table.
Wow.
Yeah. Very welcoming. Yes, it's not. Yeah, it was
of
never.
Course.
There's never a time like
surprise there.
I don't know. Manning's over there. I'm not getting any yogurt. Manning's getting yogurt, and I'm not going over there because he'll lose it if you get.
He's
close
already
to
shamed
him.
You for the sausage this morning.
Was Bill mannerly? Did he have table manners?
Yeah,
I think awesome. It was table. I think I was
raised
absolutely.
Well.
I think I was. We all had manners.
Yeah, yes.
It was like we were a bunch of animals just eating like that. I just want to see Manning on the Weber. Cooking 12 steaks a day.
Echo AJ.
Great.
Come on, AJ. Yes. He's Mark Manning, Nebraska Wrestling Head
Mark
Coach. Thanks for coming by, Mark. Appreciate
that was
you.
Awesome.
We'll
that's
see you sometime soon.
Go Huskers.
That's right. When we come back, we'll eat some beef jerky next and an early break on the ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Presented by NEPCO.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.